Friends, we have arrived. We have arrived into Holy Week, a week where we are reminded, just as we were reminded when we looked out the windows this morning in April, that anything is possible. We are reminded of God's great love for us through the passion that we see in Christ, a passion that isn't just love, but it is suffering and humility, and it is obedience. And at the beginning here of Holy Week, we know that it's the beginning of the end. But in some respects, we also know that it's really the end of the beginning, that God's story continues to usher us into a new story, into new life. So at the beginning of this week, let us begin together and be reminded that we too, just as the people were over 2,000 years ago, are people who are waiting for a Savior. Yes, we believe that God has come to save us and has saved us. And we also believe that God in Christ is coming again to save us yet again. And we want to have eyes to see this and hearts and minds that expect this, because just as we see in the beginning of Passion Week, that not everyone understood what they were looking for, so we too don't always understand what we're looking for. So to begin with, I want us all to participate in a centering prayer. Some of you have done this with us before, and so it's familiar to you. The prayer is a little bit different this time, but the exercise is the same. For some of you, this might be a completely new and different experience, but I just ask and invite you to engage with it and to trust it. So to begin with, I ask you to sit upright, put both feet on the ground, to become present to where you are. I ask you to close your eyes and simply begin by taking some deep breaths. And as you inhale through your nose, really think of your chest expanding and try to push the breath all the way down to your belly. And exhale through your mouth. Keep breathing, remembering that God is in every breath. I invite you to simply repeat the words after me. I waited. I waited. I waited patiently. I waited patiently for the Lord. Keeping your eyes closed and keeping focused on your breath. Hear the word of the Lord, being mindful of how we are waiting and how we long. When they were approaching Jerusalem at Bethage and Bethany, near the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the village ahead of you, and immediately as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it. And if anyone says to you, 'Why are you doing this?' just say this, The Lord needs it and will send it back here immediately. They went away and found a colt tied near a door outside in the street. As they were untying it, some of the bystanders said to them, "What are you doing untying this colt?" And they told them what Jesus had said, and then were allowed to take the colt with them. Then they brought the colt to Jesus and threw their cloaks on it, and he sat on it. Now many people spread their cloaks on the road, and others spread leafy branches that they had cut in the fields. Then those who went ahead and those who followed were shouting, "Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Blessed is the coming kingdom of our ancestor David. Hosanna in the highest." Then Jesus entered Jerusalem and went into the temple. And when he had looked around at everything, as it was already late, he went out to Bethany with the 12.
And the irony of this season of Palm Sunday is that the very same people who were shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord," these were the same people that a week later would cry out, "Crucify him." And this is not just a story that happened sometime in the past, but this is my story and this is your story. Because we both, all of us, are capable of both blessing and praising, but also cursing with these mouths. And that's why we rehearse this season, is to remember how deep our guilt is before Christ, but also how extravagant and how luxurious is his forgiveness and his mercy. So with that in mind, let's bring our corporate confession together. I'd like you to read with me the sections that are in yellow on the screen and the sections that are in white. I will just read by myself. That's actually supposed to be in yellow right there. So read this with me. Jesus, our Lord, we shout hosannas to praise you. With eager hands, we place our cloaks and palms on the path before you. Yet, Lord, we confess that the mouths that we seek to praise you often deny and defy you. And we confess the hands that seek to serve you often become fists. Lord, hear us as we confess. Now let's let the Spirit speak to us individually and how we might need to confess on this day. Let's continue. Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. For Christ came into the world, not to condemn the world, but that the world through him should be saved. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and walk in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. Hosanna. Amen. And we say that we are ashamed, Lord Jesus, that we can hear our mocking voice calling out among the scoffers, that the voice that we often use to praise and adore you, to lift your name up high, is the same voice that causes pain, makes us guilty before you. We know that your dying breath brought us life, and it's all finished. And because you came near to us through your body and through your blood, we know that we can come close to you. Mm-hmm.